Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ravens sit at 1-4. They take on the Rams on Sunday. But what do the analytics say about the Ravens? Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Aaron Schatz. He's the creator of DVOA. He's also the chief analytics officer for FTN Fantasy. And Aaron, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I remember we had you on a while back, and the team 2 years ago was, according to your model, I think the greatest DVOA team of all time. This team, our eyeballs tell us it's bad. Is it kinder when looked through an analytic lens?
Oh, so far this year? No, I don't think so. I mean, the first couple games, right, were fine, but the last game was horrible. So I have them 22nd right now, but they're 22nd with a big downward arrow that bounces when people come back from injuries and goes back up again. So it's sort of, they're in a really weird place.
Well, Aaron, looking at the defensive DVOA in particular, just how bad is it?
I have them 26th so far this year. They're not as bad as the worst defenses. They're not as bad as what like Miami has been or the Jets. But it's pretty bad. 26th against the pass, 27th against the run. So they're all around bad. And obviously, I mean, they're just missing a ton of guys.
Well, I guess that's sort of where we wonder where the rubber hits the road. Like, you obviously have a model and you've got, algorithm, whatever, that's kind of ranking these teams before the season starts when they're all at relative health and what right sort of a reasonable expectation should be. Like, okay, Roquan Smith hasn't really played that well for a while. Like, in all honesty, I don't really care about Pro Bowls. Losing Madubuike is a big one for sure, but like, should a defense crater that much because it loses, you know what I mean? Because it loses right. A D tackle. Like, the Rams had to occasionally play without Aaron Donald. I don't remember them losing 44-10 at home.
Yeah. I mean, this game, they, you know, no Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton and Marlon Humphrey. And it's just guy after guy after guy. But even early in the season, the defense was not playing well. Mm-mm. The thing is that when the defense was healthy and not playing well, it was only like a couple of games. And defense is just less predictive and more variable than offense is. So you really need to look at the longer term. And the fact is, this defense was very good in the second half of last season with most of the same guys. So the projection was that this defense would be pretty good this year. And even after it was bad in the first couple of games, I think there was a strong feeling that they would bounce back and be pretty good for the whole year. Now, when most of these guys come back, I think there's sort of the same feeling. You know, Madubuike is not coming back. But with the other guys coming back, they should be at least an average defense. The question is, when are those guys coming back?
We're talking to Aaron Schatz, Inside Access here on the Fan. And I apologize in advance if you can't answer this question, but I'm just curious, like, based on your the DVOA, do you think is it over for this team, or do you think this team still can make the playoffs?
oh, I absolutely think this team can still make the playoffs. They have something like the 27th ranked schedule after their bye week. So if you think, okay, so what they need to make the playoffs is they need the defenders to come back at some point in the next month, and they need Lamar Jackson to play the entire rest of the season, other than this week,
mm-hmm.
right? If Lamar Jackson comes back after the bye week and he plays the rest of the season after the bye week, then they're in reasonable shape because it's not a strong division. I mean, my latest simulation has them making the playoffs 56% of the time.
Wow.
If Lamar Jackson, but that's assuming Lamar Jackson is back. If Lamar Jackson is not back after the bye week, because offense is, they should still have one of the strongest offenses in the league. If they have Lamar Jackson and they have Ronnie Stanley, they should have one of the four or five strongest offenses in the league. If they don't have those guys, then no.
Well, how much of the optimism outside of the schedule, you mentioned the division, are you not buying the Steelers thus far?
We have the Steelers as about an average team such far. So we have the Steelers making the playoffs. Like the division, we have the Steelers winning it 51%, the Ravens 42, and then like a little bit for the other two teams. So we have the Steelers projected a little bit better than the Ravens, but I'm not buying that 3-1 means that they're going to suddenly win 12 games or something.
You mentioned Lamar, you mentioned Ronnie Stanley. If let's say Lamar comes back, because that's a soft tissue thing, and he will be back at some point, whether it gets aggravated or not, it's a different story. Ronnie Stanley's been dealing with lower leg ankle stuff and almost ended his career years ago. It looks like they have zero efficiency in the run game right now without Pat Ricard, and obviously no Lamar for this last game, but Lamar was here for the other ones. The early down rushing from Derrick Henry is suboptimal, and he is pushing 32 years old. Is there any part of you that wonders if, even on the other side of a bye, this offense isn't electric enough to offset the defense?
Yeah, it's possible. The running game is that Henry has gotten old, and you're right about Stanley. His injury is more worrying. He's not as important as Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And, of course, there's always the possibility that there will be more injuries, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, Lamar Jackson has all his receivers. Well, what if that changes? Then that now you have further problems. So I don't think it's a guarantee that the offense is going to be back to being one of the top five in the league when Lamar Jackson is back after the bye week. But Ricard's not out for the season, right? Like, there isn't the idea that he's going to come back at some point.
It's pretty nebulous. I mean, he was supposed to be back 2 or 3 weeks in, so he's had a setback.
Yeah, Harp said he thinks he's going to be back for the Bears game now, but we'll see.
The Stanley thing is more worrying because Stanley has had this problem in the past.
Yeah.
Aaron, we were just talking about how wide open the AFC is. Who is right now the team to beat in the AFC for you?
I still think it's Buffalo. If you combine what they've done this year and what we knew about them going into the season, Buffalo is clearly still the team to beat. I mean, they're 4-1, but we know that they're really good, right? Our belief about them before the season, sort of the preseason priors, were much stronger than for Indianapolis or Jacksonville. You know, if the Chiefs are their main competition, they currently have a 2-game lead on the Chiefs. So I think the Bills are clearly still the team to beat in the AFC.
Is this the year where Kansas City does not win the AFC West?
It's a definite possibility. It's a definite possibility. Not as much because I think Kansas City is bad. Kansas City at 2-3 is sixth in DVOA right now. They have played better than their record. It's the opposite of last year. But the Broncos and Chargers are also pretty good, and the Broncos and Chargers currently have a 1-game lead on Kansas City. So, yeah, we only have Kansas City winning the division about a third of the time. We have it split about a third, a third, a third between those three teams.
Not sure if you would have run the numbers on this or not, but I have found myself becoming increasingly willing to entertain the concept that at least two teams from the AFC South make the playoffs and maybe three. Am I completely crazy brained?
No, you are not. You are not. I thought before the season that Jacksonville could win that division. I did not see the Colts coming.
Right.
I didn't see the Colts. The Colts have been phenomenal. But Jacksonville has been very good. And then Houston, like Houston's rating is biased by this game against the Ravens, where they clobbered the Ravens with nobody left on the field. That, I don't think the Texans, certainly offensively, the Texans are not
right.
actually as good as they looked on Sunday. Defensively, though, mm-hmm. they are very good. So, yes, there is a very strong chance that two teams from the AFC South, the playoffs, it's hard to believe three will. Mm-hmm. But two is a definite possibility.
Aaron Schatz is the Chief Analytics Officer for FTM Fantasy. He's the creator of DVOA. Aaron, thank you as always
thank
for your
you.
Time. It's always fun chatting with you.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Coming up next, though, we get back to the Ravens. And last Sunday, or a couple days ago, it was ugly. But what if that wasn't rock bottom? Time for some necessary roughness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next here on The Fan. Ravens are coming off an embarrassing 44-10 loss at home, and with all due respect to Aaron Schatz, the defense I've seen the last 3 weeks is not only the worst in the NFL, it's the worst I've ever seen. But what if this
Bob
is
Bob Haney
not,
puts it right up there with the 81 Colts.
He does. What if this is not rock bottom, though? The Rams are looming, and the Rams, they have a good offense. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback in Matthew Stafford. They have a Hall of Fame wide receiver in Devontae Adams. And they have a guy who might right now be the best wide receiver in football in Puka Nacua.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is rock bottom. And I think this Rams game is what it is. It's the wrong team coming here at the wrong time, and it's going to be an ass-whipping to some degree or another. It's probably going to be pretty damn one-sided, but like regardless, it's not going to be pretty. And then we all know Harbs' numbers coming off a bye and what the expectation mm-hmm. will be. They'll throw Zach Orr to the Wolves.
Probably.
Hey, it's Pagano's defense now, right? They'll bench a couple undrafted kids. They'll move some people around.
Guys will get healthy.
If they haven't already changed the offensive line, they'll change the offensive line some. Yeah, a few guys will come back. What I think real rock bottom would be is not being able to get Chicago's offense off the field, which they might not be able to do, and messing around and losing that game, and then losing really all hope, all semblance of any sort of comeback or any salvaging. Like that happens, I'd like to hear, you know, Aaron Schatz's percentage of a 1-7 Ravens team making the playoffs. It's not going to happen. It would not happen. I don't care if they're playing CFL teams the rest of the way. It would not happen. So, no, I would say anybody who thinks the bump starts now, if there is a bump, I don't think it's for at least a couple more weeks.
I just don't even see the point in talking playoffs right now. Like, they're 1-4 And they're not even close in these games. Like let's play some competitive football before we talk about the playoffs. You can tell me about the schedule. You can tell me about them getting guys healthy. And that's all true. But let's get a win first. Let's get a one-score game first. Like, the whole playoff talk right now is just...
So let me bring something up to you. This is the largest home spread for the Ravens. They're currently 7.5-point dogs against the Rams. Sure. But the last time they were this big a dog was against these same Rams. That was the year where everybody got hurt, well, especially Lamar. And the Ravens almost won that football game. I think Odell Beckham might have caught a touchdown late for the Rams in that game. And the Rams won 20-19. So, Bone, you know, hope that that's...
That's what I was saying. Yeah, sure. No one's going to pick him this week. Everyone's going to say they're going to get killed. Everyone's down on Harbaugh. He just got put. This would be the moment in years past where a John Harbaugh coach team would bow up and fight. And if they get their ass beat again on Sunday, then come on. Like, that's all you need to.
If there had been signs of life from anyone from the last two or three draft classes who wasn't already an established NFL player that they looked like they at least could be a replica facsimile of an every down NFL player, I'd be more inclined to believe that.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
They could make people look over their skis, and they could reclaim their season, and they could throw Vegas. They wouldn't be throwing Vegas for a loop. They'd throw bettors for a loop. I just don't think that is this moment. I don't think that's the roster he has. I don't think it's the coaching staff he has. I really mean on defense and special teams. I don't think it's the quarterback he's going to have because it's going to be an under duress Cooper Rush. I don't think it's the offensive line that he has. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to get. I think they're going to lose by double digits. I say that conservatively, and I think that spread's going to be out around 8.5 to 9 by kickoff.
And you mentioned that the timing of them playing the Rams. The Rams coming off a Thursday night game, so you get the extra time. You got embarrassed by a division rival at home that was injured, beat up at that point. National TV, like, this is going to be a fired up Rams team that's going to try to come in and make
a statement.
And if
we're going to talk about things from the past, I'll go back to McVay coming in here with a beat up offensive line and a quarterback whose back looked like it was shot 2 years ago
for a
1 p.m. kickoff on a chilly, rainy day. For a dome team traveling across the country, and they moved the ball up and down on the best version of McDonald's defense all day long.
They had no answer for Cooper.
They were throwing at Marlin. They were throwing whoever they wanted to throw to, like run it, throw it, early down, late down, play action, under center. It did not matter. They had no answers for it. Now Lamar got crazy in the second half, and Tylan Wallace won it in overtime. But like, if Tylan Wallace doesn't return that, I tell you this, McDonald wasn't getting a stop on that defense in overtime. So that holds more weight with me than L.A. Coliseum 5 years ago, years ago.
No, to your point, they had no answers for Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua in that game a couple years back. So what, and now, as you said, that was Mike McDonald.
Or Higbee or anybody else, or DeMarcus Robinson, whomever.
But that was a good defense. This is not.
No.
And like, I don't know that Devontae Adams at this point is prime Cooper Kupp, but he's damn good. And Puka Nacua might be better than prime Cooper Kupp. So like, I who's covering these guys?
I don't think they're going to be particularly covered.
They're going to be uncovered.
Mostly.
So you're saying
they're sleeping naked.
Yeah, you're saying, maybe they Winnie the Pooh it. Like
term? No, they're not. These are men. These are professional football players.
I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Exactly.
I said, like Bone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was my point.
I said sleeping naked. I didn't bring up Winnie the Pooh.
So you think this spread might get close to 10 by kickoff?
I'd be very comfortable playing it at 9.5. I can tell you that. And I don't think I'm the only one.
I'm guessing on Wanna Bet.
It's already featured prominently on today's show, and I believe we'll probably feature at least two or three more times between now and Sunday.
And where can we find Wanna Bet? Where can we find it?
You can go to my Twitter at Jason Lonkin4. You can go to youtube.com/@WannaBetWithUs. You could subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcast,
Odyssey app?
I think Odyssey app, probably, if you really wanted to go that route.
Yeah, it's a good app. It's a good app.
I guess we're probably on that iHeart thing, too.
Taking over the world. Hey, just one note before we step out. If you're just tuning in, the Ravens signed Chauncey, C.J. Gardner-Johnson to their practice squad, safety. Interesting little note. Last week, they signed Kenyon Green to their practice squad, who's guard. These two were traded for each other this offseason, Eagles and Texans. They're now both on the Ravens practice squad. This is months after they were traded for each other. It's a little oddball little thing.
Yes, it is.
You're looking for, I don't know, it's scorigami, but I am fascinated by it. Hey, coming up next, Ravens are bad, but just how bad? Who are the six worst teams in the National Football League? We'll give you our lists. Six-pack time next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's the six worst teams in the National Football League. We'll get to that in a minute, but we do have some breaking news. According to Mike Garafolo from NFL Network, the Ravens are trading Adafe Owe to the Chargers. We do not have terms yet, but
Schefter says it's Owe.
Owe in a sixth
for seventh. Owe in a seventh in 2027.
Wow.
No way.
Yes. Is this real? For safety, Alohi Gilman.
I don't know him.
Yeah,
and a 2026 fifth round pick.
So, yeah, they got a five and a player. I don't know that guy, though. Alohi Gilman?
I have no idea.
I told you. I said they'd be charitable and give them a five because they're old buddies. Adafe Owe gone, though. No sacks this year. Put on weight. Looks like a shadow of himself.
Look, anybody can run into with that sort of athleticism. Can run into six sacks here, eight sacks there. We told you
he had 10.
He was a nothing burger his whole time here. We told you a long time ago. You'll find out what they think of him when they don't pick up his fifth-year option. And when he does move on, they ain't getting a comp pick for him because he ain't going to do that well in free agency, even though everybody needs pass rush because he's not a pass rusher.
But here's the other thing, Jason. With Gilman, and he started for the Chargers the past couple years, this is them addressing the third safety in the middle of the season instead of in the offseason.
You could have gone and got Simmons. You could have done a bunch of stuff for $5 to $7 million. But instead, you brought in a corner who's subtraction by addition again, like Jackson was last year and like keeping Williams as long as you did was. You brought in a wide receiver who's been great, but you already had efficiencies off the chart on offense. You didn't address left tackle. You didn't address the departure of McCary. You didn't address anything to your defensive line in the draft or in the offseason. And so, like, was Owe going to do anything here? No. But you had no pass rush with him. And if you think, you know, Tavius Robinson's going to save the day. You're out of your mind.
Aloy Gilman was a sixth-round pick in 2020 out of Notre Dame. So the Ravens today have picked up two safeties, Gilman in this trade, where they also get a 5 for a 7 in 2027, and they also signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the practice squad. So they've been very active today. Alas, do you want to get to six-pack? We can get back to this.
Yep.
Six-pack. By the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number 6.
I have the Raiders at 6, and I'm sad to do this because I kind of like Geno Smith. I've always liked him.
It was a good story for a while.
I think it's over. He does not look good, and I just there's not all the whispers of trading Max Crosby are popping up again. I don't know if they'll ever do that, but that seems to be out there in the ether. And Pete Carroll all of a sudden looks like an old head coach instead of just a nice veteran head coach. I've got the Raiders at 6.
I thought about putting the Ravens here. I thought about putting the Browns here. I ultimately put the Giants here. The Giants can't run the ball. The Giants have a rookie quarterback who's going to take his lumps. The Giants have a left tackle in Andrew Thomas, who, when he's healthy, they're somewhat viable. The problem is he's not healthy that often. The Giants defense should be better than it is, but it's not. The Giants just turned the ball over 5 straight times against the Saints. They lost. Spencer Rattler had never won a game in his NFL career, and he just beat the Giants.
Did.
Like, I think we're going to look back on the Giants' wins as very few and far between. It's a coach who's been fighting for his job since last season. I just think the Giants are a pretty bad football operation all the way around.
Number 5.
I put the Dolphins at 5. I feel like they should probably be higher, but my God, there's a lot of there's a lot of god-awful teams in the NFL.
This is a fun list. There's so many bad teams.
It's a horrible, horrible defense. They just blew a 17-point lead to the Panthers.
Yeah, that's fun.
Tua is functional, but not much more. The coach is going to be fired. It's a bad offensive line. They can't run the ball anymore. The one game they won was against the Jets, and I don't think they deserve to even win that one. They got some calls. McDaniel's going to be the first coach fired. It's just when.
Darren Waller's a fun story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I need another touchdown of him this week.
Yeah. My 5 is your Baltimore Ravens. I can't keep coming on air and telling you it's the worst defense I've ever seen and not putting it. And this is in part now because I don't know when Lamar Jackson's coming back. I assume he's coming back after the bye, but until I see him on a football field looking right, I don't know what this team does well. So they're at 5.
Number 4.
I have the Browns at 4. Browns just traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals, and Dylan Gabriel starting. They had a really good draft this year, but they don't have a quarterback. And it's tough to win without a quarterback in this league. They're finding that out. They find that out just about every year because they never have a quarterback, but I have the Browns at 4.
Again, this was a struggle.
It was tough.
I put the Raiders at 4. I feel like they should definitely be in the top 3. I don't know what's going on there. The quarterback has totally lost it. The coach is 75 years old, and they're going to draft a quarterback.
Hire.
What are they going to do? seriously, what are they going to do when they draft a quarterback and start over?
A great moment.
Like, are you keeping Pete Carroll? He's going to be 80 before you know if the quarterback's any good.
He's got a good 5 years in him.
How is this thing going to work? They've got no offensive line since they lost their left tackle. They blow huge leads. Like, they're god awful. Like, they're as bad as they've ever been.
I already know because we talked about this prior to the show. The Ravens got to be on this list.
Teaser alert. I know they aren't.
That's what I'm saying. We talked prior to the show. I know they're not on yours, but after Sunday, man, they got to be on this list.
We are doing the 6-pack of the 6 worst teams in football. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3.
I know they just beat the Giants, but the Giants turned the ball over 5 straight times in a crazy way. Yeah. And Spencer Rattler is still somehow their quarterback.
Yes.
Dennis Allen is gone. I can't blame him anymore, but are we sure that Kellen Moore is an NFL head coach?
And like, their GM sucks.
They're trying to tank for a quarterback. Like, they keep playing Spencer Rattler. Like, dude. Yeah. Now Taysom Hill's back.
How is that guy still around? How is that guy still? Not only is he in the league, he's still with the Saints. Mickey Loomis is maybe the worst. He's got to be in that conversation where you need to ask AI about worst GMs.
He's got rings, bro.
But
can't compare him to Sashi.
But what's he like without Sean Payton? And how he still has a job is beyond me. We're simpatico. They're three.
Number two.
I'll start similar to Jason. I don't care what happened in Arizona. To quote Cam Ward, the Titans are ass.
They're ass.
they are ass, and yes. They had no business winning that game Sunday. I don't know what's good about them.
What's good about them is DeMarcado dropped that ball at the goal line.
And
Titans.
And somehow a DB picked off a pass and fumbled it, and it rolled in the end zone.
Kyler Murray had a snap, hit him in the face, and then got a concussion.
Titans are two.
When they were about to score. Yes, the Titans are at two. I mean, it's crazy the Titans aren't the worst. Like, the Titans really should be as bad as NFL football could get right now. And they're not.
No, because there's one left.
Because of the Jets.
Number one.
Hey, they've given up 20 fewer points than the Ravens, so they've got that going.
Yes, they do.
The Jets scores at halftime the last 4 weeks. They're losing 23-3, 10-3, 26, and 20-3. The 10-3 was against Miami, who's obviously on this list. I don't know that they're good at anything. I mean, they've allowed 11 passing touchdowns with no interceptions. I couldn't, because there is the specter of Lamar Jackson returning, I just couldn't say, as terrible as the Ravens are, that they're inherently worse than these other six in this moment.
Do you know where I have PTSD from that? What was it, a few years ago when Lamar was supposed to come back every week and Tyler Huntley ended up starting a playoff game for them?
That happened.
So, like, I'll believe Lamar's back when he's back.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
If you're saying just on a 53-man roster, I'm with you, Jason, but after that performance Sunday, man, like I'm
surprised they're not in here, but there's so many. I really wanted them in here, but my God, these teams suck.
For that to happen against the Texans at home.
Did you see how the Raiders lost to the Bears? Lost to the Bears?
Yeah, it was fun. There's been a lot of fun games this year.
Maybe we're too close to it, and I'm just. Yeah.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, the Ravens just traded Adafe Owe to the Chargers.
They dumped the salary.
They got a 5 and a safety, Lohi Gilman is from 2026 round pick out of Notre Dame. So they picked up two safeties today. Gilman, who's played a lot for the Chargers, and they signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the practice squad today. Perfect time to take some calls, huh?
Oh, and the Chargers are without Khalil Mack, so they're desperate for somebody who could pretend to run the rush the passer.
And their defense is
and deep. Obviously Joe Ortiz
knows him.
He helped draft Adafe Owe.
He did.
So your calls, 410-583-1057. Hey, we talked to Aaron Schatz. He does not think it's over for the Baltimore Ravens. Fans, how you feeling? Is it over? What do you think about these moves? 410-583-1057. We talk to the people next. If you're just tuning in, the Ravens have made a trade. They traded Adafe Owe and a 7 in 2027 for Alohi Gilman, safety, and a 2026 fifth-round pick. They also save $8 million in this
trade.
There
you go. Silent Steve, big winner in all this. Buy something pretty for your boat, Steve.
I don't think that's how it works. The salary cap money doesn't go towards the boat.
He gets paid in U.S. currency.
I hear you.
He's making $13 million this year.
He dished out $20 million.
He's going to build two others.
Keep doing it. Yeah. Keep doing it. So that's awesome.
Maybe that money goes to Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's instead of the boat.
Or the black one. Oh, no. It wouldn't have to go to the black lung because we built that for him.
They built that.
Yeah, we built that for him.
No, yeah. Well, the state decided to give that to him. He didn't beg for it.
They decided to give our money to him.
Yeah, they did.
As part of a lease.
They did.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yeah. And our thank you is this horse bleep football team. That's
year,
the reward.
This year. Last year, they were good. The year before, they were good. We want to hear from the people. Yeah, that's right. 410-583-1057. Yeah,
that's happened once since Burt Jones.
Yeah, that's right. I was there. Let's get started. 410-583-1057. How are people feeling? Chris in Parkville. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good.
These moves to me
they don't really do anything. I think it's a little bit of dressing myself. Yeah. I think like Mr. Lacafora was saying, and like I think several of you, maybe all of you, were talking about it a little earlier. They don't do anything in the off season. It seems to be they react.
It's ridiculous.
And they're not proactive.
Yeah.
With the moves.
No, even the seasons that have turned out well, it's asinine to be
appreciate
bringing Dean Pease out of retirement in November. It's ridiculous to be bringing Van Noy out of quasi retirement in October. It's ridiculous to think you're going to salvage
seasons.
Your season at the trade deadline. He ain't having a third.
No, he had two good ones.
That's great.
And they did sign Marcus Williams and Earl Thomas.
And tell me about his signature moments in the playoffs, because people are up at night worried about Kyle Van Noy wrecking their seasons.
Clearly, with them bringing in Elohi Gilman, it's doing that to free up Kyle Hamilton.
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yes. Where
it also might mean Malachi Starks ain't a three-down or four-down player for a little
that,
bit.
That as well. But Ardarius Washington blew out his Achilles in April, I want to say.
Oh, you had a lot of time to prepare for this.
We're doing this now when the season's on fire.
But you want this guy to hire a coach. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I'll fade the hell out of that.
That's fine. Let's go to Kyle.
Yeah, I'll make
Joppa.
My money on that.
Kyle and Joppa, you're on the Fan.
Clown show.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
You.
Honestly, I think we could salvage the season. You know what I mean? We could run the table the last 11 games. I think the Rams, I think they wash us, but we could win 10 of the last 11 games, possibly make the playoffs 10-7, but for what? For John Harbaugh to save another season and, oh, he turned the season around and oh, look at this guy actually doing something. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, as a Ravens fan, I would love to see us run the table and make the playoffs. And, you know, anytime we've won the Super Bowl, we've always been an underdog, you know, so this would be a Ravens story that makes sense. We go in, run 10 of 11, make the playoffs, somehow, you know, God forbid, win the Super Bowl. But, again, for what? John Harbaugh to come back? Well,
if they in your scenario, if they win the Super Bowl, then they had John Harbaugh, they'd build a statue. Like, come on. Like, you're really going to be upset. Let's think this out. I know you're talking off the top of your head. But in your scenario, if they go on and win the Super Bowl, you're really going to be, like, upset that John Harbaugh's coming back?
It's the first sentence of his, like, enshrinement in the Canton. John Harbaugh, who rescued a season that was completely in peril and was almost fired at the trade deadline.
Two-time Super Bowl winner.
Won his second Super Bowl under duress in a year in which they lost 110 man games to injury.
No, I appreciate the call. I don't think he thought that through. Like, we're going to win the Super Bowl, but really to bring John Harbaugh back?
Just to be stuck with this mook for another year?
Yeah, maybe you go to the playoffs and go one and done again.
We win the Super Bowl, and why? To bring John Harbaugh back? Yeah! Let's go to Jeff in Baltimore. Jeff, you're on the Fan.
That was an interesting call.
Yeah. So,
anyway, the two main things that I think have caused his downfall is the loss in Buffalo. If you look at how we played for the first three quarters, we were pretty much the Ravens team we hoped we would see. And then the last quarter, we deteriorated into the Ravens defense from the first 10 games of last year. And I think that just mentally, they just said, we're doing the same
crap. It was a big deal.
Doing the same stuff we did from the year before. And that and Matabike's loss, I think, is more than just an all-pro player.
It's massive.
I said doubled. In real time, there goes the neighborhood.
He gets doubled, and, you know, it allows a better passer for us. And then your most physical player, I thought, was Ardarius Washington, and he's out.
Yeah.
And so I think those things combined really have set us on a downward cycle. And then you got all the other injuries along with it. So
it's a good point.
Fire. But I don't have the personal venom you guys have towards the Ravens.
I don't have any personal venom towards the Ravens.
Well, some of the comments.
Call it like I see it, man.
I do not have zero. I have zero personal venom towards the Ravens.
But I don't. You know, talk about whether Steve is on his yacht.
I didn't say that.
I'll talk about it. Here's why it matters. When the boss is away, the mice will play. If everyone in there thinks they got a job for life as long as he owns the team, and the buck stops with Sashi because he's never there and he's not, and that's how he wants to run it, that's fine. But then when you've got players openly wondering about accountability and who's in charge and leadership voids, that's the entire organization.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.